there are no questions or comments or additions or subtractions, I will entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
If the motion is there, second.
Second.
Motion and second, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Alrighty, our third agenda item is approving the CIP, Capital Improvement Plan, motion to abdicate the oversight of the CIP. As we had discussed at our last meeting, somehow sort of ended up under the purview of the Planning Commission at some point in time, which clearly it is not in the purview of the Planning Commission. And
so I guess they'll probably have to be separate. So I guess the first motion would be to approve the capital improvement plan.
We still have to.
Yeah. And then the second motion will be a motion to recommend to the Charter Commission to review the charter and remove the Planning Commission from the oversight of the city CIP plan.
All right.
So it'll be two separate motions. So.
Gotcha. All right, is there a motion to approve the capital improvement plan for 2022?
I didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to do.
I don't know, but we... Yeah.
What?
Or is it?
What is, yeah, what capital improvement plan are we approving?
So last meeting, like, we talked about... talk about the process of just approving it, or like if you guys wanted to look at it or not. And then, like I said, that I'd tell the directors not to come to the meeting since we agreed that we were just going to approve it sight unseen, and then just kind of recommend to the council or the Charter Commission to remove the Planning Commission's oversight from it. And so that's
is this the capital improvement for projects for next year?
Yeah. So this is the capital improvement project.
So that won't even be to us to approve for several months?
No. It is. So Leslie moved the process up several months. And so on the city side, like, all the review's been done. Directors have kind of already gone through everything. Like, we've done the vehicles and everything. Everything's been, reviewed on the staff side. And I think, like we talked about last time, was just that, like, we didn't feel that the Planning Commission really had saying it or really even knew really kind of what was needed on like the CIP side.
But we're stuck with it.
Yeah.
Cletus, I think we should at least look it over.
Well, I don't know how you can approve it without sight unseen. I think the better approach would be to go with your second motion as a first motion and just notify the Charter Commission. That our review or oversight is unneeded, and leave it at that, and let us, remove the commission from that role.
So unfortunately, we can't do that because the city can't, like, as of right now, the city wouldn't be able to move forward without it. Like, it needs the Planning Commission's approval. And so, like, the council can't look at it until we approve it, and all this other stuff.
And then... Okay. Would recommend that you provide a presentation to the council with it so we have an idea of what we're reviewing.
Oh. This is what we agreed not to do. I'm more than okay with doing it that way, but I mean, it's online, right? No, it's not. So it's like department head saying what they need. And so there's things on it like floor scrubbers, whether or not new parks get lights,
right.
Security systems for new facilities, vehicles that different departments need, stormwater improvements, road projects, things like that.
I guess I
can go get the plan for you. I mean, it's on my desk. Like,
yeah,
you guys,
I'm kind of agreement with Cletus. If we're forced to sign off on it, at least we need to say we reviewed it.
You guys want to review it, or you guys want to read it right here?
How many pages is it?
Well, it's...
I'm telling you, not an exaggeration.
Yeah, I believe you.
And I mean, like, it's also not 8x11. It's like 11x17. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, the part about you flipping it around, that's got to go to the City Charter Commission, and the City Charter Commission.
Yeah.
Well, that might take two to five years to get that changed. That's all. That's the way they operate, and they don't meet every year unless they've got a list of stuff.
We may be dealing with this next year, then.
You will be. No, you won't.
No, you won't be. Oh,
so what does the commission?
Is there something?
I know it's been provided to us in the past. And I know we've had the opportunity to go through it. Whether we spent a lot of time on it was up to every individual members.
When do we have to make a decision today? Is that the issue?
No, we don't have to. Yes, we'd rather not. We don't have to.
Do we want to table this until whomever wants to take a look at it and review it?
Yeah, and I guess that means setting up a time with you to come down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd rather not print. A lot of those, I'd rather you guys probably just came into the office.
That's fine. But it is a document that you could
get
on email. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Jonathan.
Okay, tabled then until whomever wants to give review has had the opportunity to review.
But we'll need to do that and be ready for the next meeting.
It would be nice to move this one along.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Okay, third agenda item then has been tabled until our next meeting. On to agenda item number 4, the Dowdy subdivision.
Yes, this has come before the Planning Commission in a previous meeting. It's the property on 1400 Grace Avenue Southwest. It is zoned R2. They're proposing to flip the property, and we have an updated plot for that. The only issue here, as we had discussed with the Planning Commission in our last meeting, is the square footage of each of the lots does not meet the minimum requirement, but it looks like we as a staff do not have issues with that, and it looks like the commission also doesn't have issues with that, but it's something I should note before we move ahead with other action on this plan. And I reached out to the city engineer again. They don't have any further comments or any major issues regarding the plans, including the WMU and the city, the fire chief and the police chief. They all have no concerns.
Was 9,500 the?
8,500. Yeah, I thought that's it was closer. So that's not even significant.
Is there a house on the lot currently, right?
On the
east one.
On the east one, yes.
Yeah, and he's not planning on moving that.
No.
Moving that there, and he just wants to. Okay.
Right.
Is there a garage on that house?
And the empty one?
Yeah. On the existing house.
On the existing one.
On the east lot.
Yeah. It's on the east side.
Lot
yes.
Two, block one.
Yes, it's on the east side.
And there's just a shed on the west lot.
Correct.
And Bolton and Mink presented this letter for the engineer's recommendations?
Correct.
That is the city engineer.
The city engineer.
So you're looking for approval of this plat? For the subdivision?
Yes, that's our recommendation to approve the plat.
I make a motion to approve the plat for Downey subdivision.
All right, there is a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion to approve and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
We're going to voice vote.
We don't need a findings of fact on this one, did you go?
No.
Do you want to add, including the recommendations and of the fire marshal, engineering, public works, MUC, and, well, A and B, and I would expect that the Bolton and Mink's recommendations would apply to subparagraph A.
Engineering, right?
And make sure that's included in it.
Yeah. So our motion is to approve along along with following the recommendations, a well, fire chief, marshal, engineering, public works, and MEC comments met, adhered to, and additional information supplied as requested, and then also that the you shall meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations at all times.
I'm assuming that's what the additional information, but you want it spelled out.
Yeah, I'd like to reference as additional information, including the April 1st, 2022 letter from
you want that
city
as,
engineer.
As recommendation C? All right.
Well, you can add it to the end of A.
Okay. Engineers. Okay. All right, anything else that we want to include in that motion, or is that going to capture what we're getting at with that?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There was a motion and a second. Do we need to do a roll call on this, or can we do?
You can call.
Call it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do a roll call vote then. Commissioner Frank?
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler?
Aye.
Commissioner Huerta?
Aye.
And Commissioner Kipling?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. On to the Rock Step Edition.
Yeah, thank you. Again, this came before the Planning Commission in the last meeting, just as a conceptual hearing. They are looking to subdivide. They're looking at four major subdivisions, and one is the Lot 2, which is the old Herberger's Place in and the Candy Mall, and they're looking to also create a 1 acre lot in the northeast corner of Lot 2. I believe I have that plot attached to it. Mm-hmm. And also they're looking at the Anytime Fitness place to subdivide that whole block as well. And the proposed Slim Chicken place, which is the old Pizza Hut site, that is going to be for Slim Chicken restaurant with a drive-thru facility. So those are the major subdivisions that they're looking at. Also, we reached out to the city engineer, fire chief, police chief, and the WMU. They all made their comments. They don't seem to have any major issues other than requiring the applicant to meet certain conditions listed in their comment. As city staff, we also do not have issues with any of the appliances, and we recommend the approval of this subdivision. With the conditions listed in.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, discussion. We kind of went over this on our prior meeting fairly in depth.
But there has been a change by the county engineer that there can be no access off of Fifth Street for that. Mm-hmm. Lot up
and there's no yes, there's no access.
There'll be no access.
There will be no access off of Fifth Street.
So where does that lot get its access from then?
I believe it could be from the access on the one by Anytime Fitness. Maybe they could access it from that, but
no, this is way up on the far north corner.
You're talking about the one on the northeast corner, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anytime Fitness is down here.
I typically don't know what plans they have for that 1 acre lot. They haven't really, they themselves don't know yet. I don't know why they're creating that 1 acre lot, but there's not going to be access from in
if somebody
Street from
wants
there.
To build or put something on it, they're going to have to get, if they buy the lot, then they're going to have to get easement
from the lot,
from the mall
two.
Or something.
Right, the old Herberger space. Yeah.
For Lot 5, are they leaving enough space for parking if somebody purchases that building as an entirety?
Yes, there's enough space for parking. Yeah.
Will the access easements for parking between these lots be included as part of this new subdivision or minor subdivision? Or will they be placed a record by separate agreements?
I believe they'll be placed on record by a separate agreement.
Did the city engineer have any additional specific requirements or recommendations?
No, not other than the one they had submitted in the preliminary stage, which is the that access and parking agreements among the lots within the plan shall be established as necessary upon development. Number four of the comments. Yeah.
So is this the final hearing to approve that this replat then?
Correct.
Because it is it's a replat of the rock, or I don't know what it was called before, but it's going to be called Rockstep Edition.
Correct.
Okay. Was all that mall property before an addition by itself, or was that just a meets and bounds?
Yeah, it was all meets and bounds, and it had to be platted.
So this is so it's not really a replat. It's just it's a new addition. Because
this is an initial plat of the entire.
Right. So each of these proposed. Each of these properties that they're trying to plot is going to have a separate parcel now, a parcel ID now each.
Yep.
So lot 2, lot 3, lot 4, lot 5, lot 1, which is the northeast corner of London.
It's just not a replat because that's all it's involved before. So it's just an addition. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Further discussion, comment, questions from commissioners? All right, this time I will entertain a motion then to approve the Rockstep addition, the minor subdivision with the following conditions. The access to lot 1, block 1 will not be permitted via the 5th Street Southeast. That's on that northeast corner, correct?
Correct.
The redevelopment within the plat shall comply with MPCA and City of Wilmer stormwater requirements. All required access to and parking agreements along the lots within the plat shall be established as necessary upon development.
John,
please.
Could you add to that and placed of record at the end of that subparagraph E? And are we missing A and B there, or was that just a typo?
I'm wondering if that was.
Oh, that's a typo.
Okay, A, B, and C down. So E should really be subparagraph C?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry about that.
It's okay. All right. So then continuing with subparagraph C, let's add and placed in record at the end of that condition, or of that recommendation.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the bane of us title examiners when there's invisible easements out there.
Then subparagraph D would be all fire chief, marshal, engineering, public works, and MUC comments shall be met, adhered to, and additional information supply is requested. And subparagraph E, the use shall meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations at all times. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve with the recommendations as read into the record.
There is a motion. Is there a second?
No, I'll second.
Here's a second. We'll take a voice vote. Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
Aye. Commissioner Frank.
Aye.
Commissioner Huerta.
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. On to the agenda item number 6, the Slim Chicken Rezone, and we do need to open this for a public hearing at this time, correct?
Correct.
All right, so we will open this for a public hearing at 6:51.
So this is the lot 4 of the plat that we had just looked at, and they're proposing to have a Slim Chicken restaurant. It's going to be with a drive-through facility. Unfortunately, they haven't provided the city with a detailed site plan, so we will not be moving forward with the plan review that we had planned to do today. But in order for them to have such business with a drive-through facility, the property needs to be rezoned from shopping center to general business district. In order to allow for that use, the current zoning is shopping center district. And if we do rezone to general business, it will be consistent with the intent of the comprehensive land use plan. As a city, we approve the rezone from shopping center to general, recommend rezone from shopping center district to general business, and we implore the planning commission to consider the recommendation and make further recommendation to the city council.
All right, it is open for a public hearing. Is there anybody from public who is here to make comment on this agenda item?
I should note that a notice of hearing was sent to all property owners and business owners living 350 feet away from that particular property. Right. And I have a letter to that effect.
All right. Hearing no comment from public, then at this time we will close the public hearing. Commissioners, any discussion, additions, corrections, questions?
So, did we do that with our Rockstep edition file number 2202, the one we just did? Because isn't that in there on number C or letter C?
Oh, this is just concerning the zone itself, the classification of the zone for that entire.
Well, it says subdivide lot 4 and rezone the property general business.
Right, but the reason that's an error on my part. I should have taken that out. It's just the repeat of the preliminary staff comments that I made. The reason should be a separate item that we need to, the commission has to review and consider.
Do we need to note that in the record?
Sorry?
Do we need to note that in the record that shouldn't have been in there?
Right.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to clarify it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about they wanted to rezone all 5.
The entire.
But we're not discussing that at this point.
We're not discussing that at this point, but there's a possibility that they're going to start making preparation for the construction of the Slim Chicken at some point. So
yep.
It has something to do with the purchase of that property. The buyer needs to be assured that they can actually have
build that.
So they want to know that they are
the zone meets
sure.
Right.
The use.
But a plan review, of course, has to be reviewed and considered by the Planning Commission before they can do anything on the property, and until they provide the city and the commission with a detailed site plan. That
right.
is only when we can move forward with the plan review application.
Understood. Okay.
Alrighty. Any further questions or discussion points, commissioners? All right, then at this time, I'll accept a motion to approve the rezone from of the Rockset property from shopping center to general business district, and recommend that introduction and adoption of the ordinance to the City Council.
Motion to approve as read.
Motion to approve. Is there a second? And a second. We'll do a voice vote. Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
Commissioner Frank.
Aye.
Commissioner Halberda.
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Very good. Thank you much. The next two agenda items, number 7 and number 8, we are going to carry over until next meeting, am I correct?
Correct, because those are public hearing and we didn't meet the deadline for the publication on the newspaper, so we cannot move forward with that today.
Okay. So the Brewpub text amendment and the Slim Chicken plan review, because we're waiting on the plan review to get submitted to us before
correct.
We can move forward also, like the state stated earlier. So both of those will be carried over to our next working meeting then.
I'm just see miscellany coming up next. Box will still be open. Wow.
All right. We have a couple of folks from the public. Anyone have anything they want to bring with us here today, or
I'm here for the rock set and the some chicken thing, so just checking out
that. Okay. Fair enough.
I'm with Rockstep, the new general manager of the mall.
Okay.
Cool. You came all the way from Texas?
No.
All right. Commissioners, any questions while we have some folks from Rockstep here while we have them? Okay. We had a pretty...
No, not really.
Pretty good working session our last meeting where we kind of ground out the details of these of the proposals. So thank you for coming though. It means a lot. We're on to miscellany number 9.
Oh man, wild card. Wild card of the night. All right. So I guess several things. So for the CIP, do you guys just want to come in individually, or would you like me to distill it down to, there was like a page that just has like what all the projects are, and what the costs are, and what the budget would be. Would you guys just like to see that one page at the next meeting be included in the packet for simple review? Or do you guys want the reasoning behind every project, the funding source, all that stuff? So that's what makes up like the whole CIP then. And then there's like the scores from the directors and everything of like when we talked about it and all that. And then you can see the criteria. So if you want the latter, then you gotta come in on that. It's a lot of printer.
I'm just trying to grab that. That must have been 2 or 3 years ago that appeared, when it first appeared, because we never even knew about it in my first 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that year, it was a real brief couple page thing, I think it was, with list of stuff. It wasn't all the details, and we probably approved it, but we had really no knowledge of what we were approving, and still with, even if we look at all those pages, where it's kind of to approve something that you don't know or you don't understand is kind of as bad as just letting it go through.
So I have a question. So does the department have a kind of, is there a general layout for each department and how they set it up? Is it set by the city, or does everybody kind of create their own budget, their own documentation, so each department could look completely different from the other one, or is there kind of a standardization?
So how it's been done is you say what your needs are for the next year, and then you plot it out for like the next 4 years, and then the department heads score the next year. And so then you just kind of, so you just kind of ignore like the other three and just kind of like, we're going to plan for these. And so then the only things that are on the CIP are rollovers that did not get funded from the year before, and then what directors are currently asking for. And so then there's like the budget, then there's like the sum total of what all those projects, if approved, would cost. Yep. And then there's like the other side of like what the funding source is. And so there's like state funds, federal funds, or there's also like if this is going to be bonded for, and then there's also if it's city cash.
And that so, would be on a budget sheet.
Yep,
to explain
yep, yep.
where that money's coming from. And then yep. so at the end of each department's filing, they have kind of that summary.
No, so this is so all that's already been done. It's already been compiled into the city's one, like what the CIP budget. So every department doesn't have one. Like I don't have any capital improvement
yep.
funds, the planning director, or projects. But yeah, so I mean, like that's on like one page. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. But I mean, so if you wanted to know more than besides like what it would cost and what the reasoning was, the department has drafted up narratives for each and everything. Like.
Yep.
Here's what I wanted, here's what it would cost, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, the criteria and all that. So if you just want to see, like, the budget and what things cost, what the sum total is, then that's pretty easy. That's just, like, a one-page thing that I could bring.
And then it goes on to City Council for approval?
Yeah, well, they got to score it and then identify what their priorities are. It's, like, there's still a lot more to happen with it. Yeah. So then there's also, because as you can imagine, what is proposed and what is desired greatly exceeds mm-hmm. the budget. So. Just the one page of work.
Yeah, no, I'm willing to stop by and take a look at the, because I am new to the Planning Commission. I haven't been through the process before, so I'd just be interested to see, and then I'm sure I'll be overwhelmed, and then I'll be happily satisfied.
Well, let's put it on the website.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here we go with the whole FOIA request. I had to deal with that this week.
You will get what you ask for.
That will spin everybody up.
Yeah, no, I mean, they'll think it's approved, and I thought it was way more problems.
You made the suggestion where that's going to go.
The only one that, technically, the only one that would go up would be the approved one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so all of this stuff is still conceptual in theory. Yeah. That's why it's not. Because then, like, probably I mean, you could look at it and be like, what in the world? Why are they spending this money on this thing? And it's like, nothing's been approved or agreed to yet, or funded.
But, just so I understand, let's say there is something way out of whack, which I'm kind of guessing there wouldn't be, but is that part of our responsibility is to say what's going on here?
Oh, you definitely can. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in the past, like, the directors had to show up to the meeting and justify or, like, answer questions on, like, oh, well, like, I want these lights. Well, I don't think you need lights. Tell me why you need lights. And then, like, so the Planning Commission has full authority to scratch things off of it.
Yeah.
And so then that creates the issue of like where department heads and I think MUC used to be involved in this as well of like how do you know? Like you don't know what I need, you don't know like all these things. Like who are you gonna tell me like
yeah.
that like the department that need this thing. And so that's kinda where like the impasse is, and I think that's kinda where like some leadership in the city feels that like this just doesn't really belong under the purview of the Planning Commission.
And that was part of the initial charter. That
yeah, that's why it's there. Yeah, yeah. And that's why it's not just something that we can ignore either. Like, it's in the charter, and it has to happen. And so getting it out of us, getting it out of the Planning Commission, has to go to the Charter Commission for a recommendation. Yeah. Let's say they recommend to the council, and the council doesn't vote unanimously. It has to go on the ballot. That's how serious it is.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Can't you come up with some fancy words that say we approved it, but we really don't know what we're approving?
Well, no, I was bouncing that around already, like deferring to the recommendations of the
staff.
Which is just kind of, you know, it doesn't get it done.
Conditional upon?
Well, in the past, if the department heads came in and stated their case, why aren't we doing it that way presently?
You're number one, you wouldn't know what they're talking about.
I know.
And we tried that before when they tried to tell the utilities that they had to come over, but because they're part of the city and they refused to come over. Wow. So
it's a little hostile, man. It's a little hostile.
It's like even in, like somebody in public works, they don't have the knowledge to justify if the police department wants something. Well, you can't.
Yeah, which is what it turns into, like because it is almost like a zero-sum game. I mean, everyone can't get funded.
And there is a finance committee that's part of the city council.
Don't bring that up, please. Do not bring up the finance committee.
I don't think there is one right now.
There is one, right?
We talked about this last time. So a couple of months ago, that was like a very, very big issue because the Charter Commission recommended something that had to do with the Finance Committee, and it needed the 8-0 vote. It lost, like it got a nay on the second vote. It's like a really big issue about like whether or not the Finance Committee has to exist or whether or not the council can just do away with it or if they have to have it. And so like bringing that up is a intensely sore subject. Like, very, very sore subject. And so, like, it does make sense that this would be something that the Finance Committee would review, but like I said. They, like, went that whole route, and then, like, that caused, like, a problem. But that was, like, I'd say that was probably, like, 3 months ago or something when that happened.
Well, and the Finance Committee just reviews things, and then they forward their comments and stuff to the overall city council, and the city council technically still has to vote.
Yeah.
And approve.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's pretty much like recommendation structures.
Not the finance committee, it's city council.
Yeah. So there's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So one page, or you guys want to come in? Steve wants to come in. Where are you guys at?
We'll have that one page by the side of it.
Well, what you can do is certainly provide the one page in the packet that you're sending out. Have the entire plan available then for anyone who wants to come in or search through it during the meeting.
That's no problem. We can do that.
Could we say some, does the word approve have to be on it? Can it be that with our limited knowledge, we move to forward this on to the city council?
I was struggling with those words, like, I mean, approval for purposes of deferral to the city council.
Or just that we're just...
We accept no responsibility for passing this.
Yeah.
No, we're just, I mean,
but I mean, like, that's the thing, though. I mean, like, there are no decisions here. It's like, this doesn't decide, like, money gets spent. Like, that's up to council. Council decides,
right,
like, what gets funded. So.
Yeah.
Right, just say we motion to move this on to the...
Yeah, we'll put on the next one. So,
we have...
All right, so Justin Pathrath, who came probably like 2-3 months ago at this point.
Yes.
He came in yesterday with like the tiny homes. And so one of the issues initially was that I think there was only like one design. I think there were like two color options. And I was like, no, this isn't really going to work. Need a little more variety. So came in yesterday. He has like some... calling them two-story tiny homes is weird, but he has like a multi-level tiny home concept mixed in with like the single level, and then there are multiple designs of each, and then there's also about like, I'd say like probably almost like 3 dozen color combinations for him. And then he put trees all over the place, and so that was cool. I think like the big issue now is trying to figure out if we'll want to see it get above the 2-acre threshold for a PUD, or if we wanted to stay at like 1.4, but I think we're gonna, he's receptive to trying anything possible to get it above the 2 acres. So that's where that's at. He submitted a purchase agreement. I think that's probably gonna go to council on the, let's see, 16th, to kind of like see if it's something that they'll be receptive to.
That's on the same piece of property.
Yeah.
Where it had like two cul-de-sacs,
No,
and the garage
was
in the middle, and then the house was kind of around.
Yeah, kind of.
How many units were there?
So originally there were 14, now there's 12. But yeah, so that'll be on the 16th to kind of talk about if they like the concept and like to figure out like the price and everything. And so then like from there, conceptually, if council's like wants to go ahead, then I think we'll start like the work of like the PUD process, because he's kind of at the point where he's just before construction documents and before like dumping in a bunch of money for like an $80,000 piece of paper. So
is that like 400 square feet?
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, like
the 400 square foot is just the foot plan. So if he went up, it's just the 400 foot.
Yeah.
Is
mm-hmm. Yep. So that's where that's at. Yeah, so before we get there, short-term rentals. How do you guys feel about it?
For these, no?
No, not for these. Okay. Just in general.
We're changing.
Just in general.
Short-term. Airbnb or what?
Yeah. So Airbnb is like in residential areas. Where are you guys at? How do you feel?
How short-term or short-term?
3 months. Well, you're talking like, no, short-term. I'm just talking like Airbnb.
Yeah, like days.
It could be one
days.
Month. It could be one night. Yeah.
Days. And so I guess...
Is it something that's... happening?
No. Just someone kind of called about it, and sometimes the planning department turns into the philosophy corner when we talk about some of these things. But in bigger cities, so I guess
Duluth did a limitation.
Yeah. And so like in Clemson, where it's like the very heavy tourist industry. You saw people buying houses to only rent them out for those 7 weekends a year. People were selling their houses and were paying off. Like some people, I mean, like, no lie, paid off their mortgage in 2 years off of, like, people coming to town and, like, vacating their house for those 7 weekends, like, renting their house out to people. And so what was happening was people was buying up houses around Clemson and not living there. So Clemson introduced a homestead rule that was coupled with short-term rentals. You could not have a short-term rental in Clemson without being homesteaded for that purpose. Other places like Charleston, South Carolina, big tourist industry, major, very, very complex, very odd place. I encourage everyone to visit Charleston, but it is the strangest place. There's like money there from the 1700s. There's money there from like, and I mean like making north of $200,000 a year without like college education, because like you can work in the port, be a longshoreman, and all this other stuff. So it's this confluence of all that. Then there's tourism and like a top 10 food city, but then you have the people who actually work in the town who can't afford to live there, right. And so then you have these people buying these homes, and so Charleston created an entire department to crush all short-term rentals in their city. Like, I mean, like investigators showing up at your door. Oh, yeah. You do not like whole thing, and like eliminated all of them in their city.
It's a little town. I've been there.
Yeah. But very, very complex. Like, a lot of things going on. And so, I guess to people who are wondering what the issues are with short-term rentals, you can get way more money on, like, the nightly rental situation than you can on, like, a long-term lease situation. And so what it does is it, like, jacks up the price of housing by a lot. And then also what was happening in Charleston, I think this is, like, worst case scenario is that you have these people who are these frequent flyers in and out of town, and so they don't really establish in the community. And so what was happening was that you would have these people causing major problems in the community. What was that ruckus last night at 2 a.m.? There was a fight on the street. I went for my night jog. I was getting catcalled. Who are these people? These were things that were like leading to complaints that like led them to like create the department to like hunt it all down. And then also, with it being a major tourism economy, the hotels who had the highest tax rate in the city were very pissed that they were being undercut by these things that are essentially hotels masquerading as homes.
Yep.
And so it's a confluence of issues that I think is very, very complex. But, and I think this is Wilmer, so I understand, like, you know, kind of where we're at. So I guess I wanted to know your take as a commission on short-term rentals.
So does the city have any paperwork to file if you do short-term rental? Is there
no,
anything even in the system?
But I would say that short-term rental is like verbal jujitsu for I'm running a hotel, which is not allowed because that's a commercial use. If that was like just what you were doing, I think if it's homesteaded, I could see that it's different. But if yes, I'm just buying this house and like people are going to be in and out of it, that's a hotel. And then I've also talked to people one guy, like, he was running a Airbnb. He said he only netted like $12,000 a year because he was spending so much on utilities and so much on like the cost of maids. And so, and he was like, I'm booked like 95% of the year. And it was just like, what? Like, is this all worth it? So there's like I said, confluence of issues, a million different variables. And I understand, like, with the context that this is Wilmer and this is not, we don't have like this booming tourism economy. And I get it that, I mean, in a working class town, like, people are trying to just kind of make ends meet however they can. If they have like the means to run a Airbnb, then they should. But I just kind of wanted to know where you guys were at on it.
Well, that does not, I mean, that could be in R1s or anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Residential. Mm-hmm.
And I guess the only ones that we stay at, that's the owner's stays, this
homes there. Yeah, yeah, homes there.
And so yeah. That way, but yeah.
I think that makes sense.
I just...
Because I think if it's homesteaded, the primary use is a home, is residential. But I think if it's not homesteaded, then the primary use is a commercial use, which is then not allowed.
I just don't see Wilmer in the same boat as some of these.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Tourist towns or attraction towns where they're, you know, they've got hotels if they're going to stay for a weekend and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, you're right. It just, if somebody... My neighbor put one up next door, and it turned into a party town. It'd be kind of, you know, I mean, what can you?
Yeah, and certainly.
It would be kind of. It'd be as bad as some places in town where they've had rental houses,
mm-hmm.
and they basically had to force the owner to get rid of the
that.
And this would just be an ongoing. The things people would be changing all the time, so you'd never catch up with.
Right.
I don't know. It's just.
So I guess. Just kind of be thinking about it. I think that was something that I just kind of passed through the department. I don't think there's anything like pending on it, but someone called about it.
Okay.
All right. So then, joint. So I'll start with this. There's a potential development on. There's potential development for multifamily housing. It's going to require a rezone. And so we were kind of talking about it, and I was like, oh man, like, it's cool, like, you know, like, I'm always here for density. I'm like, build it to the sky, man, I don't care, I'm happy for you. And then they're like, oh, well, like, this is totally going to qualify for TIF. And I was kind of like, I don't know, man, like, this is, you're asking for problems. So the developer would like to have, like, a joint work session, council and the planning commission, to go over the feasibility of the TIF for a project and gauge council and commission's receptiveness.
For this specific project?
For this
specific project. Or this in general projects?
This specific project.
Okay.
And so, thinking March 25th for a special meeting that would be a joint. Not March, May 25th.
Can you give us any insight as to the property at issue?
Yeah, so it's like north of can I do that? Yeah. Not if I can. Yeah, well, I'll leave that out.
Is it city property?
But I leave it out.
It is not. Yeah, I'll leave it out. It's not city property. It is not city property. Yeah. Not city property.
Please don't mess with the parking.
Oh my gosh. So I guess I've kind of made it very clear kind of where I stand. I think I've heard loud and clear, I think, from a lot of residents that people are really upset that these big time developers come to town with their hat in hand and like, well, we should get this TIF money. And then you have people who are like, but our property taxes are going up. Why are we giving away tax dollars? And then it's like, oh, well, like, no, like housing is a public amenity. And I've kind of made it very clear, if the only amenity you're offering is housing, that is not going to be enough. It's kind of my stance on it.
Well, we've done it before.
Yeah, but was it with local developers or with out-of-state developers?
I wouldn't say out of state. I wouldn't say out of state. Local is a stretch, not out of state. But yeah, so joint planning commission council meeting for feasibility of this TIF project. May 25th, what time works for y'all?
Is that a
Wednesday?
Is that a Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday. And so I let it be known very clear that, like, I mean, like, if you don't pass the but for, like, I'm not trying to hear it. And I need to see your performance. Like, I need you to tell me that this isn't going to work. I need you to show me this is not going to work. And I would also like more amenities beside housing. I think there are a lot of people in town who feel that, like, housing is not the amenity that people tout it to be. And I am, even though I guess, like, I am the director of development and planning, I am very skeptical of every single person who is a economic developer. Every single one. Inherently skeptical. Car salesmen in nicer suits, in my opinion.
The 25th, I'd be available like at 6:30.
Yeah, regular meeting time.
Yep, that would be great.
Regular meeting time. It's
fine, I'll make it work.
All right.
I can be here.
All right. I think we'll probably have to have it at the fire hall since it'll be with the council.
Will they be disclosing the details? Or
they
just
will. They will, disclosing all the details and the financials.
So 6:30 is good?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, I'll send the email in the morning to them. But yeah, again, I let it be known. I've been emboldening the planning commission. I'll let them know that I'm encouraging dissent and I do not plan to corral planning commission for any projects is also my stance. So if you guys want to say no for whatever reason, I am here for it. So, but that was it. Sad Stephanie missed this meeting. She's been like waiting. I know she's been like chopping up a bit.
So we're setting up a special meeting to do this rather than just coming to a regular meeting?
Well, they want to gauge where everybody's at on TIF.
So this would be a third meeting for that month.
Third, yeah.
So we got the 4th and the 18th
fourth
and then the 25th. Then.
Okay. And so, but yeah, no, I have a lot of questions. And so I'll probably try to get some answers prior to that. Just kind of, because I'd like to know, like, what would cash flow myself. Because like I said, I mean, like, you want to build, like, 800 apartments, I don't know. Before that, I don't care.
But would there be any?
To be honest, I mean, usually it cash flows.
Oh yeah.
TIF is not needed.
It's just
additional saving on their part.
Yeah.
So will there be discussion about just TIF alone, or is this
is it entwined
in this one project, or is the conversation bigger
No. The TIF will be, the conversation will be specific to the project.
I know we've talked the last couple of years about all the TIF projects that are going on.
I think our appetite has kind of lessened for that.
See, I say this to people and they think I be lying. I be talking to people like I know. like my finger's on the pulse. I know what's going on.
I guess then based on kind of what I'm hearing, I don't know if we're in favor of taking an extra, you know, side to say, you know, a kind of a special meeting to gauge where we're at with this. I don't know if we need to. Where are you guys at with this?
I think, that's fair. Yeah. Before I talk, do you guys even want to attend the meeting? Because that was the other thing. They were like, we should just go for the rezone, and I was like,
or they can just appear before the final.
You know what? If we're going to do this on the 25th,
mm-hmm.
What I would like to have is get, we talk TIF all, it gets thrown at us all the time. And I still don't have a 100% understanding.
What's a TIF background there?
Yeah, so I was thinking, like, if we're going to do this on the 25th, I'd like you to take a little bit of time or kind of figure out some kind of a
a sheet that's makes it simple for us that says, okay, they're getting their taxes put back. You know, they don't have to pay taxes on it for X number of years, then that varies. But what's the city getting out of it? What's
so
the contractor
I guess,
getting
out of it?
There's a little bit of range in there.
Just who benefits?
Right, so
how does it affect the city taxes?
I guess, like,
how does it affect the owner?
So do you want like a summary of
the workings of...
So we can go like 3 or 4 projects in town, kind of explain those. But then I think also, so that would be like the micro. And then I think on the macro, explain how TIF is supposed to work and kind of like what the benefits are. And I would tell you, there are legitimate peer-reviewed articles that come down on TIF is amazing and an awesome economic development tool to build X, Y, and Z. And there are amazing peer-reviewed papers on the other side that say TIF is a slush fund and a hogwash and does not work and just pays developers. There are both. You can find both. Like, there are very ardent defenders in each camp. So
I'll take the middle of the road and just explain it.
I mean, it's either or. And like I said, from working with people on the city side to working to taking classes with like developers and kind of how they view it. It's pretty interesting. But yeah, so I guess would you guys like communicate that you guys would not? You guys not even open to a meeting on the 25th or?
Might be interesting. I don't know.
Has there been any?
Are they asking for it?
Mm-hmm. From the city or the council?
Oh no! So I'll probably talk to them. I probably can get an idea. Not yet. Not really. I'd say not really.
It's not like they couldn't bring it to a regular meeting.
Yeah.
They just wanted a separate meeting just for this with just us.
Yeah, so, but
so
like
a preliminary hearing, basically, or preliminary meeting with
the guys. Are they just trying to figure out where we're at, or are we trying to figure out where they're at?
Yeah,
I think it's that to kind of figure out like what's going to happen.
Or
so, so it'd just be like a joint work session.
Are they looking at putting some?
It would be market rate, but I think also like if it's going to be an amenity, I mean, we'd have to get apartments at like 80% AMI or something, and then I think we'd also have to get like some accessible apartments. I know there's a real dearth of accessible apartments in the community, so that's a real issue. I think the number is like one or zero.
Are they looking at trying to establish some guidelines as to what's acceptable?
I don't know. The developers, man.
I mean,
If the results indicated that TIF would not be supported by the local government, would they walk? Is this what we're looking at?
People make threats, yeah.
How many units are they proposing?
Real round number, 200. Could be more, could be less. So like I said, I mean, I got no issue giving density. I am a proponent of density. If someone was like, I want to build 500 units on like 3 acres, I'm not stopping them. That's where I'm at. But, yeah.
I'm trying to remember the one up on County Road 5 that's north of the
Mobile Home Park. That's a lot.
That's 288 units.
Yeah.
And I don't remember them asking for TIF.
Yeah.
That is TIF, though.
It is?
That is
I
TIF.
Remember.
Preserve on 24th is not TIF.
The and one
so
on
that's
Southeast.
The one. Yeah. Preserve on 24th.
By that.
By, yeah. Behind PetSmart?
Yeah.
The one down
that one's not TIF.
The one by Taco Bell is not TIF.
That's
72
south
units
south
or something.
And that's an issue in itself where you've got some local developers that don't get advantage of TIF and you've got outside developers coming in and receiving it in competition with each other,
yeah.
Providing the same amenities and services.
Yeah.
Hey, like I said, you know, I made it very clear that the issue is not the density, the issue is not multifamily housing. The issue is the funding source and the structure. If you want to coat your finances in the city's tax dollars, the public will have a lot of scrutiny for you. And you're like, So there, you know, there's like a, yeah, I would say there's just an air about what is and is not, like, you know, relevant in what the city should care about. And I was just like, I don't know, man. I mean, this is why people join boards and commissions, man. They got opinions, they want them to be heard.
Can we just pencil this date in for now, and then are you going to be talking to anybody between now and our meeting on whatever it is, the 4th or something?
I will.
Then you can bring us back.
Yeah, so I guess I can give you guys an update kind of on May 4th. But would you guys like me to signal that, as far as you're concerned, you guys could pass on the meeting?
I think I could.
One way or another, it doesn't matter.
Well, I just think it would be kind of interesting to see what their thoughts are.
You know, we've encouraged the preliminary meetings or sessions to understand what's going on before the proposals come in.
But why don't we do that on our regular scheduled meeting days then?
You would just have to clear everything else off the schedule then.
What do you expect this to go long?
Oh, that mean that night? Oh, probably.
Well, then you wouldn't want to put it in a regular meeting.
Yeah, I think that was one of the reasons that they wanted a work session also.
Well, what if one of the things you asked them was to kind of show their numbers, right? So yep. Could that be part of the preliminary, is that they kind of give us the information, they kind of show us the numbers, give us something to kind of start looking at, and then that may help us decide if we need to have a, if we should have a work session.
All right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's fine. So you guys would like them to come to not the meeting on the 4th, but maybe the 18th, to decide if the meeting on the 25th is necessary?
Yeah. At least present.
Well, it wouldn't be the whole bunch of them.
We don't want to be here for...
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to have the whole bunch of them come, because then they're here, you might as well.
Yeah.
They're but just like some level of...
Just some here's the information.
The abstract of what we plan to present at our working session. If you would choose to have some sort of a joint session, if the body would choose.
Because I've sensed sometimes that the city council is, sometimes they're not, you know, they're kind of hesitant on all these TIF ones, and sometimes they're in favor of it, and they don't know where they're, as a group, I don't think they've got a policy statement out there. They're like, here, some people are thinking every different direction, so.
Cool.
I don't know.
All right, so... I'll communicate that. We'll just do the preliminary on the 18th if they decide to go that route, and then we'll pencil in the 25th as tentative, and that's what I'll communicate on your behalf. All right. I think, generally speaking, I don't think I have anything else. I think that's everything.
Columbarium Ordinance.
So, Columbarium Ordinance, we're going to put that together, and then there's going to have to be a public hearing on that as well. And so May 4th, a lot of public hearings, going to be a lot of stuff, but I don't know. Someone did call today riled up about columbariums, so who knows? That might be contentious. Yeah, man. We thought it was funny, too.
Public hearing for the columbarium?
Well, to introduce the text amendments to the ordinance that we're going to be creating.
Would that be one specific, or would that be citywide specific?
So it would be an ordinance. So the ordinance, pretty much, like we went over, and that we just technically drafted. Yeah. So to create that, that's what it's going to be. So. Yep.
So anybody from the you just have to put a mask on the in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there'll be a lot of that.
Okay.
All right. That's all I got. So.
Commissioners, cool. Anything? Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
There a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.